With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An initial report on a door plug blowout on a Boeing 737 MAX 9 plane says it appeared to be missing four key bolts. The National Transportation Safety Board says the door plug had been removed to repair rivets damaged during production. Also at SRNNews.com, Tucker Carlson says he has an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's coming out soon. It comes after Carlson was spotted multiple times in Moscow over the weekend. Tucker said he has a duty to tell the truth about what's happening in the war between Russia and Ukraine. He said American news outlets are pushing propaganda and Americans have the right to know what's actually going on. King Charles III diagnosed with cancer, and now there's speculation about what type of cancer he may have.
The statement didn't specify the type, saying a separate cause of concern was noted during the 75-year-old British monarch's recent hospital procedure for benign prostate enlargement. Oncologist Patricia Price says there could be some cause for optimism.
During the examination of the pelvis, other organs are looked at as well, or there may have been some preoperative tests that were done. But the main thing is, it sounds as though he didn't have any symptoms from this cancer, so it's been caught early. And all the messages they're coming out are very reassuring.
The doctor also urged people to go for screening tests, because if it's caught early, then a lot can be done. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House is pressing Congress to extend a federal program that helps families afford internet service.
The Affordable Connectivity Program is projected to run out of money at the end of April. 23 million families are currently enrolled in the program and receive a discount on their monthly internet bills. If Congress does not appropriate more funding for the program, the enrolled families will either lose access to the internet or be required to pay more to stay connected.
Correspondent Jeremy House, this is SRN News. A British pastor is convicted of violating abortion clinic buffer zones.
Stephen Green faces probation and a fine of about $3,000 for silently standing outside a London clinic, holding a sign that said, quote, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb," from Psalm 139. The presiding judge admitted that Green did nothing violent, but added, quote, "The extract of the psalm mentioning my mother's womb was an act of protest against abortion. There were less controversial verses you could have chosen." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska voters will decide this fall whether public money can go to private school tuition. The petition effort to get the question on the November 2024 ballot well exceeded the number of signatures needed. The ballot question would repeal a measure passed by the Nebraska legislature just last year that permits millions of dollars in state income tax to be used by parents to send their kids to religious schools. This is SRN News. There's another vehicle recall, correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Honda is recalling thousands of vehicles because the front passenger airbags may inflate when they're not supposed to. It's a faulty sensor. The models being recalled include some Honda Pilot, Accord, Civic Sedan, HR-V, and Odyssey models from 2020 through 2022, as well as the 2020 Fit and Civic Coupe. Also included are the 2020 and 2021 CR-V, CR-V Hybrid, Passport, Ridgeline, and Accord Hybrid. Dealers will replace the seat sensors at no cost to owners. I'm Rita Foley.
Senator Ted Cruz is pushing back against the Energy Department's final rule on gas furnace efficiency standards. The goal of the rule is to make it more expensive for Americans to own gas appliances. In a statement, he said the move is part of a radical climate agenda. More details at SRNNews.com.